At The Home Depot, we're dedicated to helping you build the skills that get your home projects done right. That's why we offer free and interactive online DIY workshops. During the live streams, our knowledgeable associates help you tackle your DIY projects no matter your age or skill level. You can learn how to install new single pole switches, as well as standard duplex and GFCI outlets. Register for free at homedepot.com/workshops. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Raven.
Marta Raven.
That's so Raven, if that I may be,
so
if I may
Raven.
Say that.
Hi, Mart.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. Good to see you.
Mart, you're in New York, and she's a longtime friend of ours. We started in comedy together in New York. She has since moved on to produce amazing shows, including did you create Long Island Medium, or did she speak to you in a dream?
No, I did create Long Island Medium, and she was amazing.
She was amazing.
Does she speak?
Yeah.
Is she speaking to you right now? Can you hear her? Is she in the room? She's not in the room.
She's not in the room. But other people are here, but like they're just private.
Sure.
Look, and you can't tell them to get out or anything.
Well, we spent a magical night after our last show in New York. Daniel was there.
Always
Marta was there. We did karaoke all night long. I believe in that night, at one point, we said, we need to have you
Mart,
on.
Mart, we need to have you on because you're one of the funniest people we know
in this world.
And so we thought, oh, perfect to have her on a Friday episode of Dumb People.
Is this the last mini
this
we're going to be
doing? This is the
last
one.
Friday episode we're going to be doing?
Yeah.
I think it is. So, Marta, you've ushered out an age. You're in a seminal episode. I'm going to get right into it because dumb people are doing dumb things. And let's get into
this. Let's riff.
Okay. The headline is unbelievable and pretty fantastic.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Who is it sent in by?
It was sent in by Carleen McDermott at SheBeCarleen.
She sends in a lot of them, Mart. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic.
So I think this comes from England. I'm not sure, but
I bet we'll find out.
Drink driver. That's how I think it's from another country.
That's like England, right, Mart? UK. Drink driver.
Can
drink driver.
In an accent if it's from
drink
England?
Drink driver told police her dog was behind the wheel when car crashed into bus stop.
Now, hang on a second.
Dog ate my homework. All right. I'm on board. I'm waiting. But dog was
behind the wheel. Dog made me do it.
Yeah.
This is a party doodle. Maybe it's a party doodle.
Is it Dog the Bounty Hunter? Have you ever met Dog the Bounty Hunter, Mart?
No, but he is kind of my type. You know what I mean? just tall and burly. Like, you know, you just
mullet.
Know. Like, I would just feel so tiny next to him, right. You know?
Yeah, like, here, just put down one of your three crossbows you're holding and then
cigarettes
hold me.
Smoke him.
Yeah, I feel like I would definitely, like, he needs to be exfoliated. Like, I definitely feel
so
like
bad.
A lot.
So bad.
A lot of dead skin.
So much dead skin, but I think I could exfoliate the shit out of him.
And split ends. A lot of split ends on him, too.
Yes. Yes, but then he would be dreamy.
Can we send him to your hair guy? Who's your hair guy? Maurizio?
Milo.
All right. A drink driver who crashed into a bus told police her dog was actually at the wheel. Melissa Jenkins Johnson.
Melissa Jenkins Johnson sounds like a character that Lin-Manuel Miranda left out of Hamilton.
Sure.
Her name is Melissa Jenkins Johnson. Like, if you told me that was Andrew Johnson's wife, President Andrew Johnson's wife, I'd be like, yes.
Mara, would you believe it?
Melissa Jenkins Johnson was our sixth president's wife.
I love it. I love it. Who was the one that they always left out? And Penny? Who was the...
and Peggy.
Peggy. Yeah. Melissa Jenkins.
Penny was from Good Times. Janet Jackson.
Mel John.
All right, here we go. Melissa Jenkins Johnson's tried to reverse
out of a restaurant car park.
Oh God, don't you want to know the
how many times at around midday on February 15th, how many times did she try to reverse out of a car park? Mart, you want to go
but
first?
Hold on, really, before, we all have to admit, there's been plenty of times in our life when backing up where we said, you know what, I'm just going to start over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm not faulting her, but I need you to know.
You're like, you know what, I'm going to go all the way back in, and I'm just going to start over.
No judgment here. Mart, you live in Queens. When you drive in the city, is there just a whole other set of rules as to how you do this thing?
Yeah, well, Queens is just a nightmare. So, like, if you take, I'm a girl who grew up in the suburbs, okay. Plenty of wide lanes
space,
to park
streets,
in, sure, you know, yeah. Just anywhere you want it. Queens is next level. We have a side of the car that was literally just fucked up for about a year, just from every time I hit it, and we just fixed it finally.
And you're gonna
and
hit
now
it
I'm
again.
Not allowed to drive the car. My husband literally will come wherever I am, like he'll Uber to where I am
to then drive it home.
Sure, yeah.
And then yeah.
So
it's hard.
Let me know when you're here. I'll come out and park it.
Yeah,
that's his thing. Keep it running in the street, honey.
I'll be
right
it.
There, and I'll put.
So
it.
How many times did she try to back out, Mart? Give a guess.
Five
times. Five. Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to go three times.
You might call me crazy. I think she tried to back this thing out 17 times and just got frustrated.
All right. Get your answers in. Shout at your ham radio because this woman, Melissa Jenkins Johnson, tried to pull out and back out four times.
Four times.
Around midday.
You're right.
Well, okay. Dan, right in between. Okay. Before drawing
He's
the attention...
Mm-hmm.
Before
yeah.
This on February 15th, before drawing the attention of a man who called the police. All right.
Whoa.
So if your backing up is so bad that a guy calls the cops,
oh, I'm guaranteeing
you're in trouble.
He watched her walk to the car.
No, that is, you know what that is called? That is called a snitch. And
yeah,
you know what?
Snitches get stitches.
When you are parking, especially in Queens, you keep it 10 toes down.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
Thank you.
If somebody called the cops on every time I did some sort of, you know, driving mistake.
Yes.
I mean, I'm
not going to lie to you. On the way over here, right on the way over here this morning, I was getting off the highway, and I get off the highway and I get on the off ramp, and I'm looking back at the traffic that's coming. There's a car in front of me, and I think she's gone. And I go forward and I hit the back of her car.
You did?
No. So we pull over to the side, and it's this really nice young girl. And I was like, and she had like Grateful Dead stickers, so I knew she was chill.
Yeah. You're like, I've been to Burning Man.
So I knew she was poor. My name on the playa is Hot Clip. Right. No, I literally looked at her and I was like, there was nothing on her car.
Of course.
By the way, but she could have easily just been like, what's your insurance? And we could have gone through the whole thing.
Right.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought you had gone. And I was just looking back at the traffic and I didn't pay attention. Are you okay? I was like, kept saying, are you all right? Are you sure okay?
Yeah.
And she was like, she looked at the thing and she's like, there's nothing there. I'm fine. And then she left. And I thought like that with that small, tiny gesture, because there was really nothing there. I was like, this woman has given me a new lease on life.
Well, I was in a parking lot backing out and I saw another car backing up behind me.
And you're like, we're going to hit.
Stop. They keep going.
Into you.
Right. I honk. They hit the car.
Oh, God.
And I get out and it's a. This will matter, right? That's why I'm saying it. It's this black dude, and he's standing there, and he's pretty just a relaxed day. He's got shorts, a t-shirt on. I open up the door, very blank slate. Like I haven't
decided if you're mad yet,
right, or anything, because there's probably nothing. But also at the same time, I want to look at it. And he goes, "You're fine. You're fine.
You're fine."
And so I go, "All right." And I walk around and look, and I go, I look and nothing's there, you know. But he still doesn't know how I'm going to react,
right.
And I've already decided it is
fine.
You know. And I go, yeah, man, sometimes things happen. He goes, I already got in an accident. Somebody hit me. And I go, oh, well, I just wanted to make sure that my car is okay. And he goes, you're fine. And I go, yeah, I think everything's all right. And then he puts his hand on my shoulder. This is the greatest just ace in the hole. Just
comment.
He couldn't have said this to a better person if this was his angle. And I think he was being genuine, but it didn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, man, I'm just trying to take my daughter to go see Wakanda Forever.
And you're like,
and I go, you know what? What do I? What can I say
Dan,
to that?
Dan, did you make the X?
I looked at him. I go, you go, King. You go, King. Jesus. I was like, hey.
I'm not stopping that.
Nope, not at all. Hey.
Those are the kind of stories we need to hear more about.
Right. Yes. We hugged each other. I told him, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. He said the same to me. I bought their tickets to the movie. It was great.
I love it. All right.
Being around your daughter's life.
This woman managed, I'm not going to tell you how old she is, we can guess that then, to successfully navigate out on the fifth attempt before driving down a footpath, which I'm assuming is
like a sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's England, Mart. It's a footpath. It's a sidewalk.
Crashing just meters from a children's play area.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Like, did you guys see The Crown?
No.
Never?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, there was something very bad that happened in, like...
Are you talking about Diana's crash?
No, not Diana's crash. In the 70s, mm-hmm. where, like, Wales... You know how Wales is, like, separate?
Yes.
There was, like, an entire cliff that just fell on top of a children's...
Oh!
Hey, where should we put this children's playground? Underneath that very precarious cliff.
Wales in the 70s. It feels exactly like that.
Okay. All right, so Swansea Crown Court.
But I'm saying four backups, and he calls the cops. He saw her walking.
Oh, he saw her. He's like, she's going to drive into a playground. Yeah. That's right.
So
Swansea Court heard how staff from Ocean Cafe Bar and Restaurant beside the Pirogue and Fish Guard, Pembrokeshire.
Tell me you looked up their Yelp.
Rushed outside. I didn't, but I would want to. Prosecutor Hannah George told the court on Wednesday that the defendant went into the main road and paused for several minutes before driving into the Seaview Hotel and then Tesco. She was caught on CCTV at the supermarket in disbelief.
She's running all sorts of errands.
She's been everywhere.
Judge Hal Reese. Great area, right? Like, you can get a lot done there. I love it.
So here's what I want to know. Is the judge, in your opinion, being funny or just like in disbelief? Judge Hal Reese asks, she was doing some shopping? Is that a joke?
That's funny.
That's a courtroom joke,
that's
right?
She drove
into like a supermarket.
It's both.
Both.
It's clarity. It's for clarification and a joke.
When so she was doing some shopping, right?
When two officers from Dive Feed Palace. Yes.
Can we run it back? So she took her four times to back out.
Then she pulled out
on a footpath.
Drove on a footpath.
Into a kid's playground.
Crashing near a kid's playground. Meters from a kid's playground. Then she drove out of the street and paused.
For several minutes.
Just stayed in the street.
Right.
And then she drove into like a supermarket.
The amount of times I would have been like, ma'am, ma'am.
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 They visited Johnson at her home, and she blamed the whole thing.
She made it home.
She blamed the whole thing on her pet dog. Do we want to try and guess what she's named this dog?
Yes.
Oliver?
Yes. What do you think,
Marta,
the dog's
what name? Would a British woman who has a drinking problem name her dog?
She has an errand problem. That's what she has.
I think maybe like after the monarchy, you know, like a Charles or a...
I'm going to say it's a female dog, so it's a bitch. Okay. This be a bitch.
Okay, Susie.
Susie, what do you got, Mart?
I think maybe like Millicent.
Millie?
That's good.
Millie?
That's good.
I was going to say Fergie.
Fergie?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was trying to think of like
you were trying
Fergie.
To go to Fergie.
Black-eyed peas
I'm
or
talking
monarchy.
Black-eyed peas Fergie.
Her pet dog's name, get your answers in, Townie, is Lily.
Lily?
Oh, okay. Millie? So
it's the child
so they got the officers show up the house and the car is significantly damaged.
And know that she, when they came up, there's did you do this? And she's like, it's Lily's fault.
Officers,
like, well, who's Lily?
Right. And then she points. Right. She's sitting over there underneath the table. All right. The officers then entered the property.
She's in her crate. And then the officers are like, what?
What?
Right. Even better. She's like, it was my dog. And they're like, your dog? And then you're... And the dog's peeling out, like, driving away. Like, see? It's a problem.
All right. The officers then entered the property and were immediately hit with the smell of alcohol.
Obviously.
From the dog.
From the dog. He's been drinking.
Lily's
got into the toilet water. All right. She asked if the police had any proof for her arrest, and then they said... Oh, and then she said her friend had driven the car, so she's throwing friends under
anybody,
the bus.
Under the bus. Her.
And that her dog, Lily, drove the vehicle.
This is England. She's throwing friends under the double-decker bus.
This is like Toonces.
Thanks.
Toonces is the driving cat. The defendant was asked to give a sample of her breath. She refused.
Good on you.
She was then taken into custody and asked to provide a sample, to which she refused again. I think three refusals, and then
you become Jewish.
Right. That's right. Officers.
Don't ever drink and drive.
Do
if
not.
You go home
yeah.
and the cops are on the way, start drinking. Because then when they get there, you're going, I've been drinking since I got home. Mm-hmm. I don't, when was what, baby?
So here's what I think you should do.
Yeah.
If,
but don't drink
I will say this to everybody. Whatever the cost of the Uber is to get to where you're going is going
worth
to be,
it.
Is worth
it's
it.
Way less it's than way less all than the problems she has
that's
now
agreed.
In her life.
Agreed.
Yeah, and my husband will go, you know.
Yeah, he will go and park the
Mart's
car.
Mart's husband will come and drive
come
your
and
park
find
your car.
You.
Yeah.
So the eyewitnesses stood helplessly and watched Johnson drive around the park with a half-drunk bottle of wine in her vehicle,
oh,
of course.
God,
and she had no thought for anyone around her. The defendant was banned from driving at the time, so she was already banned.
Should we take a break
after,
at this point?
I'll get you the break in a second. After being convicted of drink driving in November of last year. Okay. So she's already on probation.
She's a, right. this is a legitimate problem.
I mean, this is when you start blaming your dog. So this,
that's what I'm saying. If you drink that much and your dog drives that bad.
So then
you're in
bad
you're, shape.
You're too drunk to tell your dog where to go.
too drunk to give good commands to your dog who's driving.
Lily, come blow into this so we can go home.
Lily, make a laugh.
I feel like this dog probably didn't want to use Waze. You know what I mean? Yeah. He probably was just like fine with the regular GPS, like Google
right.
Maps.
That's
and, like,
right.
I hope
dog was a pointer.
Use Waze, buddy. Use Waze.
Waze. I want, do you know Waze was developed by an Israeli company? I think all Waze should literally just,
the narrator
should only
be
Israeli. And mad at you that
hey,
you're not.
What are you doing? Hey,
make a left. No, left. No, you make left. Left.
Dummy,
left.
dummy.
You make left.
Mazepo Plaza, Yeshua
Baya. Hey, make left.
Dean Pulling, the defendant, this poor person has to defend this woman. There's like a lawyer in court who's like, what do you go? His wife is like, what are you doing today? And
say
he's
that
like,
name again.
Losing. Dean Pulling.
We're pulling for
we're
you.
Pulling
we're
for
pulling
you.
For you. Yeah. Dude, he puts on his white wig just the same as everybody else.
Said his client was a professional woman and had held down a good job in her career in food manufacturing.
Professional woman? She's not Whitney Houston.
I'm a professional woman.
Professional woman. For how many years? And we'll take a break and come back. Okay. So how many years has, according to Deep Pulling, she
woman?
Held down her career job in food manufacturing? How many years?
Marta, what do you think?
I'm going 7 months.
1 year.
1 year. All right, Daniel.
I'll go 17 years.
17 years for Daniel.
23 years.
23 years. When we come back, we will find out how long this woman, and we'll wrap this story up. We'll also find out how you can support us and Mart. This is Dumb People Town, our
final Friday episode.
And you're in the middle of the holidays, you guys. I hope you're having a great, you had a great Christmas and Hanukkah and then New Year's and all that other stuff. We love you. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey Townies, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp because navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or becoming a parent.
And therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of your challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills, which is so important in the world that we live in today. It makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you.
BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists. It's convenient and accessible anywhere, 100% online.
That's why I love it, right?
We love therapy.
I'm on the road. Everybody has different schedules.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a great point, is that people have different schedules. To get to somebody online where you are, they
meet you where you are.
They meet you where you're
at. In every sense of that word.
That's why I love it. And
Matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists anytime. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Plus, it is affordable.
They meet you where you're at. I love that. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists. Available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable.
Yeah. So all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, is what I love, you can just switch to a new therapist.
That's
anytime.
Right.
It couldn't be simpler.
Yep. So learn more and save 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.com/DPT.
Yep. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DPT.
BetterHelp.com/DPT.
Hey, Townies, the holidays aren't all sleigh bells and mistletoe.
Nope.
They're also airports, shopping malls, dining tables crowded with people, some you're glad to see only once a year. Mm-hmm. Give yourself the ultimate gift of a stress-free holiday with Next Evo Naturals. It's a fast-absorbing CBD product.
Mm-hmm. Next Evo Stress CBD Complex Gummies are clinically proven to have 4 times better absorption than standard CBD. No other CBD brand can promise that.
Next Evo Smart Sorb technology delivers CBD to your system in as little as as 10 minutes. Unlike other CBD brands, regular CBD oil works more slowly because of how our bodies processed oil-based ingredients compared to water-soluble supplements.
And regular CBD achieves only 2 to 10% of absorption, so over 90% of what you think you're getting just goes to waste. SmartSorb upgrades CBD's natural absorption power. It's scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD fast. It gets it to you. The only brand clinically proven to deliver 30 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, so help fight holiday stress with Next Evo Natural Stress CBD Complex Gummies featuring ashwagandha. Did I get that right?
Ashwagandha
forever. Clinically proven to reduce stress by, guess what, guys? 70%.
There you go. Ashwagandha and CBD work together to target the source of rising stress hormones like cortisol. Mm-hmm. Next Evo is the only brand that combines the patented natural whole plant ashwagandha. Mm-hmm. I'm learning.
That's it.
That's 8 times more powerful than regular ashwagandha. Ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha. You say ashwagandha, I say ashwagandha.
And they're 100% U.S. hemp-derived smart sorb CBD with a 4 times better absorption than standard
CBD. It doesn't matter how you say it. It works. All right?
It totally works. Get smarter CBD from Next Evo Naturals and get up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast. Promo code DPT.
That's nextevo.com/podcast, and then the promo code is DPT.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. The great Marta Raven, and just our close friend for many, many years, a sister of ours, is with us on the show. She comes by way of Queens, New York. It's so good to see you, Mart. Before we get into the final answer that we had, well, how many years this woman held down a professional job in food manufacturing. Let's just talk quickly. You were entering into January.
Sure. Come see us in Denver, 18th through the 21st, and then we're going to be in San Diego the very first weekend of February, ending
2nd through the 4th, and then on the 5th, we're doing a live Dumb People Town as part of Sketch Fest. On the 5th at Cobb's Comedy Club. That's a Sunday night.
And we're going to have good guests, and it's going to be electric, and we haven't done this live in San Francisco.
If you have a weekend pass, I'll be there the night before on the 4th. Otherwise, you can catch me locally at the Lyric Hyperion Theater every Wednesday night doing my comedy show with Irene 2. It's at 7:30.
Irene's going to be there too?
Irene also.
Okay, good.
Mart, can people follow you and support you in any way, shape, or form on social media?
Yes, they can. I mean, I'm on the gram. And I am producing a new show that will be premiering in January. It is with Al Sharpton's daughters.
Nice. Whoa.
It's called The Sharpton Sisters, and it's going to be on Fox Soul.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and their tagline is Foxhole unapologetically black.
Nice.
And I spend a lot of time there just apologizing for being white and Jewish.
Fine. Very good.
Perfect.
It's
fine.
An incredible. No.
You can be apologetic.
The Sharpton sisters are fantastic. A little bit of Al Sharpton too.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, check that show out. When we left the show, how many years did this woman hold on? Mart said 7 months.
Yep.
Dan said 17 years.
I said 23
years. 23 years. Get your answers in. Shout it, because this woman has held down this job for 20 years.
Right in the middle of you two, Dan. 20 years she's been in food production.
She's been a professional woman.
She has been diagnosed.
I mean, she's got a 401k probably.
At least. So they say mental health difficulties, which I know we don't want to get on this, but she has been diagnosed with emotionally unstable personality disorder. I don't know that that's a thing. I don't know if emotionally unstable, maybe
her dog is her like emotional support animal, and you're like, you need to drive.
That dog's working overtime.
So then this is his defense. Went on
the dogs?
No.
Oh,
this is Dean Pulling. He's pulling shit out of his ass.
Dean be pulling a lot of shit out of his ass.
That Johnson, at the time of the offenses in February, was driving at a relatively slow speed and did not injure anyone.
Okay.
This is when you're like, guys, like, she fucked up.
Let's all think about how slow she was driving. I mean, listen, OJ was in a slow, low-speed chase.
Yeah. Dangerous to people, except for his ex-wife. Mm-hmm. All right. Due to her cooperation with the community service and handed her for her previous offering, Mr. Pulling explained that he thought there was a realistic prospect of rehabilitation in this case. I mean, look, she didn't learn from the last time.
She obviously didn't learn from the last time.
Send the dog away to be retrained. Prior to November, she had no previous convictions, and this is the dog's fault. Mm-hmm. She must complete a 15-day rehabilitation course, 150 hours of unpaid work. She also is disqualified for driving for 3 years. We're going to get out of here on this.
Okay.
How old?
How old?
Well, she's been working for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
She has a dog, and I imagine she's lost everybody else in her life.
So what's her name? Maria Jenkins Johnson.
Melissa Jenkins Johnson.
Melissa Jenkins Johnson.
How old be this lady?
I hope she turns it around. And she's taking medication. You can't be drinking either.
Nope.
No.
All that.
But she also, the multiple personalities. Are we just talking about how old she is, or
the
old?
Other personality? No, are we combining them all?
This
okay.
I'm going to go 48 years old.
48 years old from Daniel.
How old is she, Mart?
Yeah. I think she's 58.
58 years
old. I think she's 43.
Ooh.
43 years old. Get your answers in. One of you is 1 year off.
Oh,
so we can all go up or down a year?
I'm going to go 42.
I'm going to go 49.
Are you, we going up or down, Mart?
I forgot what I said. I'm going to go 59.
59 years old. We'll get out of here on this.
Okay.
Love you, Marta.
Marta, love you so much.
Marta Raven, soul sister. Melissa Jenkins Johnson is 47 years
Whoa!
Old.
Oh, very nice, Daniel. 47
years old, and that
nice.
Is a show.
Thank you.
For Patreon members, Marta has an unbelievable story from her life about going down to New Orleans. We're going to get into that in a hot second. For the rest of you, thank you for supporting us. And oh, shit,
we got to get back to work. Thanks, Mart.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Starburns Audio, a podcast network.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.